afternoon once again, everyone, and welcome back. Jeff Holmes with you here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BullFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. It is Friday, and the temperature has warmed up nicely. It's actually been a very pleasant Friday. Had some cloud cover, but it's been a dry one up to this point. But it looks like it's going to change as we get into the weekend. Enjoy the warm weather today because it's going to cool down and get a little wet. To find out all the details on what to expect weather-wise, we're joined from weatherology.com by our meteorologist, Ray Miller. So, Ray, again, a nice Friday, but unfortunately, it's not going to stick around, is it?
No, it certainly isn't. A rather soggy weekend in store with showers developing late tonight and into Saturday, and then perhaps a few snowflakes mixing in on Sunday. This afternoon, still decent, though. Partly sunny, high of 65 degrees, winds out of the southeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Showers tonight with a low temperature of 40. Saturday, rain likely, high temperature of 44 degrees, northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Sunday, we'll see a chance of rain, mixing with a couple of snowflakes with a high temperature of 41. Monday, chance of rain with a high of 44. And for Tuesday, a couple of showers with a high temperature around 49 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Miller in the Weatherology Weather Center.
I guess the way that this month has gone weather-wise, the fact that in the final hours and days of April, chance to see some snow flurries again, kind of fits the bill for what we've seen so far in April, hasn't it?
Wrapping up the month just like we started.
Absolutely. Well, Ray, again, thanks for the information. Have yourself a great weekend, and we'll catch you again next week.
I'll see you then. Take care.
And right now in Wausau, fair skies, temperature stands at 68 degrees. Wow. I don't think we were expecting this. So all week long, we were not talking about temperatures getting up to this point here on Friday. But again, 68, almost ready to get back into the short sleeves before, of course, it cools off starting tomorrow. But again, 68 degrees. The winds are out of the southeast at 12 miles per hour. The barometer at 29.81 inches. Relative humidity of 24%. The visibility is 10 miles. I am Chad Holmes. Welcome back. Chad Holmes Show here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll be joined in studio by Paul Miklik, talk about Wisconsin sports. Again, Packers made their first-round draft pick last night. Draft continues tonight and tomorrow. We'll talk about the Bucks. So what now after this disappointing end to their playoff run that's coming up? Wisconsin sports segments, as we do on Friday with Paul Miklik, coming up at 3:15. And again, want to remind you as well about today being Workers' Memorial Day. As I said, April 28th, labor movement observes Workers' Memorial Day to remember workers killed, injured, or made ill on the job and to renew the fight for strong safety and health protections. Don't forget, if you have an opportunity on this beautiful late afternoon, head on over to a very special event at 5 p.m. to recognize our fallen workers at the Workers' Memorial Site at 388 River Drive in Wausau, which is right next to the Farmer's Market. Again, Workers' Memorial Day event, 5 p.m. at the Workers' Memorial Site, 388 River Drive in Wausau, next to the Farmer's Market, through the Marathon County Central Labor Council and AFL-CIO. If you have a chance to, please do it. I mean, a lot of good folks over at the Central Labor Council, and really a great way to honor those workers who gave their lives. And as I said the last hour, if you go back in history, Upton Sinclair's The Jungle, remember that? You just read back in school. I remember having to read that and the conditions that people had to work in the late 19th century, early 20th century. And now, as we see in Iowa and other places, we see sometimes the conservatives trying to pull back on workers' rights when it comes to a safe environment. So, again, 5 o'clock today, Workers' Memorial Site, 388 River Drive in Wausau, right next to the Farmer's Market, for that Workers' Memorial Day observance 2023. Also this afternoon, make sure you tune in. I will be heading over to Brockmeyer Park for Newman Catholic High School baseball. The Newman Cardinals taking on Shawamigan. The game can be heard live, online only, BullFallsRadio.com, Sports Stream 2. Again, if you go to BullFallsRadio.com, you'll see what's on the air now, see what's coming up. And then below that, right below that, in rather small print, it'll say Sports 2 Stream, Sports 3 Stream. Click on Sports 2 Stream, and then click play, and you'll be able to hear me at 4:35. If you can't catch us online, you can hear it later on this evening after 7 o'clock on a tape delay basis. Well, coming up next, it will be Paul Micklegg. We'll talk to the coach about Wisconsin sports. I'm Chad Holmes, Chad Holmes Show, here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. I think, for a guy that's going to be 40 years old before the end of the season, a chance, they're going to have a pick tonight in the second round from New York. Moved up two spots last night. I'm kind of thinking they could have got this guy at number 15.
Actually, I would disagree with you on that.
We'll talk about that in a moment. But get a potential. I mean, Rodgers plays 65% of the snaps this season. Get a number one next year. What are your thoughts on ultimately what the Packers are able to get out of this trade?
They got what you could get out of it, considering the reality of it is that was the only team that he was going to be able to go to with the salary and things like that, and the only buddy that really wanted him. And they can sit there and say whatever they want, but he squeezed everything possible when there was only one thing to squeeze. So I think he did a great job of doing that. And it'll all be, it's not going to be answered today because he could definitely go out there and win the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl MVP again. And we could, the draft could be a tank and we get a first round pick next year and it'll be the 32nd pick. And, right. And it'll be, what I'm saying? So I don't think it's something that we can sit here and say that it's a great, I think, they got everything possible out of it. That's what, and now you kind of cut the ties and you moved on. And, it's definitely interesting to see how these people are they're fake. And I give Rodgers, he said everything right in his going away Instagram post or whatever the case might be. And then he starts talking about, FaceTiming or something that he doesn't have service in there. Can we just stick to the truth somewhere along the line? It's a little sickening, to be quite frank with you.
And the thing was, if it's that important to him, get to Green Bay and have these discussions. I mean, come on. In this era where we can literally never be off the grid communication-wise, I miss the days when I could just avoid phone calls. But nowadays with mobile phones, you can't get away from everybody. for Aaron to say, I couldn't get a hold of him. I mean, come on. You're exactly right about that. But in the end, it's really interesting. It's for all the success, maybe in some of the disappointments, but all the great numbers, after it's done, seems like everybody's up. A few days later, we're past it. It really is interesting that when you think of these legends where it's almost like a mourning period, man, everybody, I think, is turning the page very quickly.
Well, and I think there's it's twofolded there. Number one is it was dragged out for so long.
Yeah.
So you kind of lose the surprise factor, so to speak. So I think that's part of it. And then number two is you do it around the draft, so your focus is somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And so you throw those two things in there. Quite frankly, to have 30 years of those two guys, Favre and Rodgers, it's definitely end of the year and it's definitely been lucky.
And then before that, Magic. So I'm put Magic in that group.
What about the Sorcerer, Blair Keel, right?
He's the Kielbasa.
He's a kid. Is that Dilwig? Is Dilwig?
He had one good day.
Well, Dilwig had a nickname for himself, too.
I know.
Was he the Sorcerer? No, I'm telling you, Blair Keel was the Sorcerer.
I don't know. I don't remember Blair and the Sorcerer. But now it will be Jordan Love, and there'll be plenty of time to break down Jordan Love as we continue. Let's talk about the draft last night. Day number one, first round on Thursday. Then, of course, tonight, second and third, I believe, and then the rest of the draft tomorrow. And the Packers did move up from 15 to 13 and picked, I think we're learning again about Brian Gutekunst. I'm not going to call him Goody. One thing I get really annoyed with, all the media, Goody, like they're buddies, like they're drinking with Goody. He's Brian Gutekunst. Okay, Gutekunst. I got that off my chest.
I say Goody because I can't. I can't say Gutekunst. How do you say it again?
Maybe that Gutekunst.
Gutekunst.
But right. Maybe that's why they all say it. But Lucas Van Ness from the University of Iowa. I guess what we're learning about the Packer GM, because this reminds us of the Rashawn Gary draft pick, it's all about upside. It really isn't about looking at the numbers in college, because the numbers don't blow you away, but it's the numbers on the workout charts that seem to blow out for Green Bay. They try to go for the home run ball. They're not going to take the solid guy that's, you know, put up pretty good numbers but may have a limited ceiling. Gutekunst always seems to be going for this home run, and I think this is another example of that.
We're going to go... I want to touch on, you said the 15 and 13.
Yeah, I was going
to
mention. Yeah.
Before, okay. And I will get to that.
Okay.
Because I'll be honest with you, I don't think there's too many people in the state of Wisconsin that think that was a great pick. All right? Let's be honest, right? I mean, including yourself.
And the thing, and I'm going to say it right out top, because, you know, we come on here and we basically, this is, you know, talk radio. And I think for folks out there as well on their social media, we don't know what we're talking about for the most part. I think you have a little bit more because you were involved in football.
Maybe don't.
But for the most part, the average person that you'll see commenting, getting all outraged, have no idea what the board looks like, what the reasons are behind this pick and all that. But at the same time, there's a feeling, and I think that the people would call it the common sense aspect, where you have a new quarterback and some definite holes on the offensive side where – we saw some leakage, I think, offensively in the last year or so. Now you lose your all-pro quarterback and have a new quarterback in. The first thought is, hey, why can't we be like the Vikings and get Justin Jefferson or somebody like that?
Yep. And I guarantee you, if somebody – what's going to be the problem now is that young man's going to be always compared to whoever's behind him, especially on the offensive side, like you said, when they start picking right. those receivers at 20, 21, 22, whatever the case might be. I was hoping that they would actually – you know, but it doesn't matter what I think, but that they would go back to like 19 or something like that and then pick up another second rounder.
Right.
And then they probably could have got Vance. But with that being said, mm-hmm. looking at one of the mock drafts things, and they're all over now because one of them had him not even in the first round.
I saw one that listed him as number 10. So obviously he was in that grouping,
but there was also one that had him going to 14 New England.
Sure.
And if you look at it, what did New England do right after when they drafted them? They traded their pick away.
Yeah.
So you know what I'm saying?
And he is the type that we've seen at New England for a long, long time. He really does yep. fit the mold for what Belichick and his defensive people have brought in over the years.
Yep. And again, everything, like you said, you and me are talking about, doesn't mean anything. It doesn't know what we have. But there should be options out there that we should. I mean, you know what I'm saying, like people should look at that. There is things out there that could have been, so that maybe that they thought that they were going to take them. And again, at one of those mock drafts, they did have him going to the Patriots. So, mm-hmm. Now, I didn't know that he never started a game in Iowa.
I know that's interesting, huh?
Isn't it? I mean, but he was second team All Big Ten,
right.
And you're thinking yourself, this guy didn't start a game in Iowa. He was a second team All Big Ten. And he's a 13th pick?
And he's Hercules. That's what his nickname is. Hercules.
Hercules is his name, and he does fit the part. I think he ran like a 4.50 or 4.5.
Yeah, I mean,
the guys or whatever.
They call it the measurables. The measurables are all off the chart. And you have to give, I think, Gutekunst maybe a little benefit of the doubt, because Gary has performed much better as a pro in terms of what he's been able to do before his knee injury than he did as a college player. That ultimately, he was right. I mean, I remember watching that draft saying, what the heck? He's done nothing at Michigan. His numbers are terrible.
He was the number one recruit coming.
Right, but his numbers at Michigan were nothing.
This guy was not the number one recruit, though.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy was 220 pounds.
Right.
That's like me going out there. I mean, so he turned into it. So I think there is a little difference with that. You are right with that. They're looking at the numbers. But I think they got there a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Gary had the numbers. This guy created the numbers along the way, and he's young yet. And, you know, they do need another guy. I mean, so it's not like
that last year. And, I mean, if you just look at the depth chart right now, obviously they do. That is an area that they were going to have to take a look at.
Yeah, they would have had to. I mean, so there's you come out and you probably – the other position that really is – that you, there's a many needs, but we don't really literally have physical bodies for tight end right now. Like, we don't have bodies.
Yep. Nope.
So you're gonna see one tonight. I guarantee you. You might see two tonight.
I think you're gonna see a couple within the next 2 days.
You're definitely gonna see a couple.
One today and at least one tomorrow. Maybe even more than that. You never know. Sometimes Cuda Coast will just chalk up a whole. We've seen them where almost the entire draft was defensive players. I think in the past year or two. So
you're not gonna see that. You're gonna see a receiver too. But that's telling me that they're confident with the receivers that they have. Those young guys that they want those guys to make a jump. I mean, that's remember, they got three guys coming into their second year that they drafted last year. So it's not like they don't have confidence in those guys either. Maybe they do have confidence. Obviously, I think they do, because that's kind of what that pick kind of tells me, that they feel comfortable with those three guys. Now, again, you need more. I understand that.
Right.
You want the splash guy. Not you, but in general, people want the splash guy. And I'm not saying
like a little splash once in a while.
Well, it looks good, but I mean, going out there and doing the Texans did, and get the number two and three, and you're probably getting the two best, you know, two of the best players in there. Now that's a splash.
Yes,
and,
it is.
But we're not going to get that though.
No. But the bottom line is there. I mean, I think that some people may not realize there are a lot of holes. This is a team that is in a bit of transition right now. I mean, you're going to have to get at least another, probably two quarterbacks, maybe a young quarterback and a veteran quarterback. I think probably the area that they're most secure at is running back, but everywhere else, boy, there's areas that they got to keep a close eye on and really spread out in terms of filling some pretty significant holes in a division that looks like it's going to be a lot tougher.
Now, the question I ask you, this is like my worst nightmare, is are they going to trade up for that quarterback? Or are they going to, if he still falls down there? Because they do. You're right. They're going to have to get a quarterback.
I don't know if they – I think they're going to look for somebody that's more – I think they're going to give Jordan Love the opportunity without this idea. I mean, I remember – I'm talking real old. Remember back when Aikman and Steve Walsh were at the Cowboys. They were basically two top-notch quarterbacks sort of going after each other. I don't see the Packers – putting that kind of pressure on Love. I think they feel like after 3 years, he's ready to step in. You know, I mean,
what did they do though, Chad, when Rodgers became quarterback?
Yeah, they kept bringing in.
What did they draft? Second round.
Was that the Brom draft pick?
There's two of them that year, Brom and Flynn. Flynn was later.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
That goes back to Ron Wolf. That was always the way they went about it.
But Gutekunst was there at that time.
Yeah, no, that's philosophy.
I'm just saying.
They do have a philosophy, this organization, over the last three, 4 decades.
At the board.
To look at the board and also bring in quarterbacks, because then if nothing else, you can flip them for assets.
Correct. And I guess if he's going to be that high in the board and you need a backup quarterback, why wouldn't you do it?
Right. No, I mean.
I don't want him to do it.
No, if you feel like that guy is by far the best player on the board, that's the Packer philosophy. It's simple. And that's a philosophy that's worked, too, because you don't have the consistent success that they've had without... I mean, the programs in the NFL that don't work are the ones that kind of flail.
Yep.
And that's one of the keys for Green Bay. They've had a really good philosophy since Wolf came in, and it's worked out exceptionally well. Got to take a quick break, come back. Not as much good news in the other sports, but we'll delve into it coming up with Paul McLeig. I'm Chad Holmes here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Talking Wisconsin sports with Paul McLeig, and it's only April, but yet the Bucks are done, and disappointing, and losing in 5 games to the Heat. Sometimes folks will talk about, would you rather lose by 35 points, or would you rather lose in a tight one in the last 2 games? I think I'd rather lose by 50 points than the way they lost, blowing the 12-point lead with 6 minutes to go in game four, and then a 16-point lead going into the fourth quarter in game number five. And boy, I mean, you talk about ways to go out. Doesn't get much worse than that. So many self-inflicted wounds and just a lot of disappointment for a team that was built to win a championship this year, and now a lot of question marks for the future.
Well, you know, first of all, they obviously weren't built for it.
Well, the idea is the plan was to be built for it, yes.
We thought they were. You know, again, Giannis said it after that game, and, you know, and he is a tremendous human being. I truly believe that as a thing. But it's not a failure. He's right. But you said the word a couple times today, right? Disappointing, because you don't know when you're going to get those chances. He's right about that, you know, obviously he won, Michael Jordan played 15 years, won 6 titles. I think, I don't know if you listened to
that. I
did
see that. I heard it.
But Michael Jordan might not have also lost in the first round when he shouldn't have lost to the first round. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you this right now, though. This was all about a matchup. And again, I know last year or last week you were saying it, but I said it. Miami was the number one seed last year. They have guys. Okay, so they knew this was a bad matchup for. I mean, I don't think they were disappointed when they went from 7 to 8.
You know, the thing about it that why I said what I did is when you watch those play-in games, they didn't play well against Atlanta. They lost by double digits in the first play-in game at home, and then they had to battle to beat the Bulls. I mean, Chicago had a chance to win it. So, I mean, watching those two games, and then all of a sudden this team looked like a different team. I mean, not only Jimmy Butler. I mean, Butler played at a Jordan-esque level. I don't think I have seen anybody, and I watched basketball for decades, who has stepped up like that. I mean, truly an amazing performance. Amazing. There were easy shots, there were hard shots, and everything in between. But also, I mean, those guards who weren't doing anything. Not just one guard, but three guards who are, you know, I mean, Lowry coming off the bench, that three-point shooter wasn't missing. I mean, they had everybody step up, but it was all based on what Butler was doing. It felt like he took all the weight off everybody else, so they were able to lift their games.
And that's, they moved, every move they made was correct. Every play that they made was correct. I mean, Love looked like, you know, he was a good player during that course of that time. And every single guy did their thing. Lowry, like you said, came in, especially in that second quarter of his last game, to keep him in the game. He didn't do anything after that, but they all did their time. That it didn't matter who it was. Duncan came in and shot, I think he was at one point, he was 13 for 17 in the series. I mean, they did everything exactly correct, and they do have that ability to do it. That's the thing, and they did it. That playoff basketball is so different. It's so literally watching those games is, you know, every time you weren't having that up and down kind of stuff. It was literally walk it up, high ball screen, take it to the hole, kick it, or whatever the case might be. It's literally the same thing every time, and we didn't have the matchups to do it.
No. And the thing about it, though, it's disappointing. So close yet to being alive, and who knows what happens, because that last play to Butler, he pushed off.
Yeah, I saw something this morning, which literally...
I don't like bringing up...
You know what they said, though?
What?
The NBA said that was they should have been a foul on Connaughton.
He got pushed.
He said he held his hand before that, before the push.
All right. I guess maybe I'll have to look at it again. I don't know.
But the thing is, though, but that goes back to my... And I know you hate when I say this stuff, and I'm not saying... But... You literally think about this. A billion-dollar game is hinged on an opinion.
I know. I mean, but what? I don't, this ain't like balls and strikes where you can have a computerized system. I mean, there's
correct.
And on a play like that, there has to be a human judgment.
Correct. Well, even because we can go back to the Lowry play of Middleton. I don't know why they didn't call a timeout, but that's besides the whole point. But Lowry, he was holding him.
I know.
At first.
Saw the
But the thing is, at the end when he called it, it wasn't.
Right.
But you know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of things like that, and you could go out for both teams. I'm not even just saying one team. But my point being is, you're right, it's difficult.
And the thing about it is, frankly, if you go down that rabbit hole, and it's not just in sports, but in everything else, with the conspiracies, We're going to have strokes all the time.
Well, I'm not saying, and in no way am I saying conspiracy.
But there's a lot of folks who do feel. I mean, if you go out, you know, again, the ease of going online and giving your opinion, I mean, there are folks that think that every official is in the pocket of either gamblers or anything else. I mean, it's, or that certain teams get the certain calls. Blah. And the thing is, for anybody on the Bucks side to complain, they got to the line quite a bit.
As great as Giannis is, he missed a lot of free throws.
It was painful. It was painful every time. Just going watching it, you know, you just knew when he got to the line he was going to miss one.
And started the fourth quarter, to be quite frank with you. They came out, it was a 16-point game. If they would have just came out and did what they're supposed to, take the ball to the hole, and we got Giannis checking up threes and jumpers and all these other guys. If they would have just went there, because they were actually going to, I think, concede that game with Butler out, and they were not going to play in the fourth quarter.
Miami did not score in the first 2 minutes of the fourth quarter.
Correct.
But the Bucks did not score. I mean, if they get a couple of scores that's 20 points, then you're right.
Butler doesn't come
exactly.
back.
Exactly. No, you're exactly. They in a lot of ways, they lost the game in the first 3 minutes of the fourth quarter. You're
yes.
exactly right.
And again, and then we could sit here and, you know, talk about different areas. And
how do you not get a shot off at the end of overtime? But that's you know, it's like Grayson Allen had almost won me over. He almost won me over, and then he doesn't get a shot off. I mean, you're shoot the ball.
He looks scared.
I hate the term choke. I do, and I've said this to you in the past. But boy, he panicked in some way. I mean, because you get the ball, you got to shoot.
Yep.
You got to know the situation.
Yep.
Because they had the chance. I mean, it was over. They were down by 7. All of a sudden, hey, you got a chance again.
Correct.
They thought maybe a 3 could win it. That would have been, you know, crazy, but. Real quickly here, there was a new CBA that was ratified this week, and it actually changes in some ways the penalties for the teams that are over the cap. The Milwaukee Bucks are going to be affected by this. They're going to have to make some very difficult decisions. They're not going to be able to run it back. It's, you know, that's, and I think what we talked about in the last few days as well is it has the feel of maybe a window starting to come down a little bit.
Correct, because you can kind of see what they need in a playoff setting, and I don't know if they have it, and I don't think they can go get it.
That's it. They don't have the room, because even if you don't sign Middleton, it's not like you have that money to use, because you're so far over the cap anyway.
Correct, and that's the disappointing part of it, because you need a guy. Giannis is as good as he is. You still need, you know, what does it go, Robin and Batman and Batman and Robin. You need somebody that's going to.
And heck, you need Batgirl these days, too. You need three.
You need three, to be honest. I mean, unless you're Miami, and they only need one and some other change with Butler. But I don't think.
And you watch against the Knicks, he's going to be back the human, and they'll probably lose. So.
Well, but there is something to be said that. The way that Giannis plays during the regular season, they're a great regular season team because he plays so hard and he gets everybody else to play so hard for him, okay? So they're a really good regular. But when we have three number one seeds and times that you're a number one seed and you do not advance to the finals, I would like to – it's hard-pressed to believe that there's anybody else that's been number one seed three times in a span like this mm-hmm. that have not made the finals in those 3 years. And, again, I'm not and those guys are not going to. Giannis is going to take a pounding. He's going to take a pounding. I mean, we can go back to saying, to be honest with you, the play of the series was when Love undercut him and they called a charge and his back got hurt.
Right.
To be quite frank with you, that's probably where it ended.
He was out more than half the series.
Yes. I mean, that's where it ended. I believe. I mean, to be quite frank with you.
Because who knows? Maybe they win game one. The whole series is different.
They definitely make a comeback, especially with Hero going out just mm-hmm. before half. You telling me that with Giannis in the second half that they don't make it at home,
exactly.
they don't make a win? You know,
especially the way
game.
That Middleton was playing that night. Because they would have the multiple guys.
Because I don't think Butler was on fire as much.
Not quite yet.
Don't know if he gets on that level. But again, we can sit here and talk about all. It's definitely disappointing not to be watching basketball in the month of May.
And I guess the final question is, will there be a new coach for the Bucks in October?
I would be shocked if there's not. What about you?
And I think, you know, when I was thinking about this, it might be a good time for Coach Bud because there's going to be a lot of change. If they go through some change and all of a sudden they take a dip in form, which is entirely possible, who's going to take the most heat? He might not survive next season. I mean, it might be a time because he still has he's proven that he can build really good basketball teams both in Atlanta and Milwaukee. He would not have a hard time finding a new job and maybe a new challenge to rebuild. I mean, it might be the best for everybody. It really might.
I would agree with you. Sometimes there's that saying goes, you wear out your welcome, so to speak, and you don't want to be in that spot.
It is hard to maintain. It's, you know, where basically if you don't win it all, it's considered in some ways a disappointment. That's hard.
I felt bad for him. I mean, just if you were looking at him, there was a guy that looked
I read a story about somebody who saw the GM, John Horst, walking out. It looked like, you know, basically he'd never seen him look like this. Oof. I mean, everything had just fallen on, like a building fell on top of him. I mean, fans feel like, hey, we're all invested. These guys really are. Sometimes you don't notice it because they're professionals. It is. It's not an easy thing.
Let's be honest. If he doesn't do something with him this year and they have a same result next year or worse.
And they got this new owner from Cleveland who's proven to be kind of a flake, to be honest with you.
Correct.
Jimmy Haslam. I mean, I blame him for it all. You know, he brings that Cleveland Brown karma.
And Kevin Love is from Cleveland. Didn't he get drafted by Cleveland?
He was with Cleveland a long time. He was in Minnesota then.
Oh, yeah. But they
got rid of him this year. I mean, it was really weird because Cleveland was a team that was a number four seed, and they decided, well, we have no use for this guy when the playoffs come around. So they let him go in the middle of the season. And then all of a sudden he gets the fountain of youth in Miami.
He's shooting the threes and flopping all over there like a fish.
I know. But the guy's been around forever. I mean, it's like...
He looks as old as you and me.
I know. Old. Actually, there's some gray in there. I mean,
there's a lot of gray in there. But he had a great series.
Yes. I mean... And that's it. I mean, their pickup... What did Jay Crowder do? Nothing.
He came in there and played that last 18 seconds of the first half.
I know. It's like, he almost looked surprised to see the shot of him.
Yes.
Like,
surprised or embarrassed?
Because earlier in the series, he was useless.
Terrible.
I mean, again, that's...
We didn't even play Javon Walker. Javon Carter.
I know. I think for Coach Bud, 2 years in a row, there's questions about why he decided not to use him more. Because last season, it was Hill that he seemed to lean on him more in the playoffs, who is on his last legs in this year again. Again, when you needed that little spark. Because that's what we saw with Miami so often. It felt like they just had that little bit more juice in their sneakers.
The whole series.
Yeah.
Every game.
Frustrating.
Disappointing would be a good word for it. And
absolutely.
We digress.
I know. And we got 1 minute. Man, the Brewers are so good on the road now. They've lost 4 of 6 at home. It's baseball. It really is. It's baseball, isn't it? I mean, there's ups and downs. But at the same time, boy, there's some injury issues very early, isn't there?
I mean, with Mitchell out and then...
What a shame. What an exciting player.
And the guy that they're going to bring up is out 6 to 8 weeks now. Sal Frederick.
Oh.
He's out 6 to 8 weeks. So that was a guy that they were going to bring back up. So Taylor's going to be back in early May, so he'll be there. But it's not like Taylor is...
Is Keston Hira still alive? Is he still in the minors?
He's leading like the...
I was wondering, are we going to see him again? I mean, just off topic there. I mean, do you think he's going to be back with the Brewers at some point?
Can he play center field?
I know, huh?
That's the only, I mean, honestly, he's hitting the ball down there.
I know.
There
it's like, it's weird. Some guys maybe are just AAA guys. I don't know.
I take it.
I know.
I'm sure he's getting paid.
All right, we're out of time. We'll have more on Keston here on next week.
Yes.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Chad.
Paul Mickley joining us. We'll take a quick break and come right back here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230.
Stumbling on good hearts.
Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Again, a reminder that today, a special day, Workers' Memorial Day. On April the 28th, the labor movement observes Workers' Memorial Day to remember workers killed, injured, or made ill on the job, and to renew the fight for strong safety and health protections. And everybody is invited to attend a special event today at 5 p.m. to recognize our fallen workers at the Workers' Memorial Site at 388 River Drive in Wausau. That's right next to the Farmer's Market. Again, 5 p.m. today, Workers' Memorial Day event at the Workers' Memorial Site, 388 River Drive in Wausau. If you can make it over there, that'd be outstanding. Brought to you by the Marathon County Central Labor Council. It is the 28th day of April, 2023, day number 118 of this year. There are 247 days left in the year. Some famous events that occurred on this date in history. 1788, Maryland became the seventh state to ratify the Constitution of the United States. On this date in 1945, Italian dictator Benito Mussolini and his mistress were executed by Italian partisans as they attempted to flee the country. On this date in 1952, war with Japan officially ended as a treaty signed in San Francisco the year before took effect. General Dwight D. Eisenhower resigned as Supreme Allied Commander in Europe on this date in 1952 as well. He was succeeded by General Matthew Ridgway. In 1965, on the 28th of April, President Lyndon Johnson ordered U.S. Marines to the Dominican Republic to protect American citizens and interests in the face of a civil war. 1967, heavyweight boxing champion Muhammad Ali was stripped of his title after he refused to be inducted into the armed forces. On this date in 1968, the Broadway musical Hair opened at the Biltmore Theater in New York City. The show featuring the songs Aquarius, Let the Sunshine In, Good Morning Starshine, and the title song, the production ran for 1,729 performances, finally closing on July the 1st of 1972. On this date in 1980, President Jimmy Carter accepted the resignation of Secretary of State Cyrus Vance, who had opposed the failed rescue mission aimed at freeing American hostages in Iran. Vance was succeeded by Edmund Muskie. On this date in 1986, the Soviet Union informed the world of the nuclear disaster at Chernobyl. In 1990, a musical, A Chorus Line, closed after 6,137 performances on Broadway. On this date in 1994, I remember this guy, former CIA official Aldrich Ames, who had passed U.S. secrets to the Soviet Union and then Russia, pleaded guilty to espionage and tax evasion and was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. On this date in 2015, urging Americans to do some soul-searching, President Barack Obama expressed deep frustration over recurring black deaths at the hands of police, rioters who responded with senseless violence, and a society that would only feign concern without addressing the root causes. That was 8 years ago today, and so much of what the president said still is true today. And 1 year ago, Los Angeles Dodgers pitcher Trevor Bauer was suspended without pay by Major League Baseball for violating the league's domestic violence and sexual assault policy, which he denied doing. Some famous folks celebrating birthdays today. Former Secretary of State Jim Baker is 93. Actor-singer Ann Margaret is 82. Former Tonight Show host Jay Leno, he turns 73 years old today. Actor Mary McDonnell is 71. Supreme Court Justice Elena Kagan is 63. Actor Bridget Moynihan is 52 years old today. Actor Elizabeth Rahm is 50. Actor Penelope Cruz is 49. Actor Jessica Alba turns 42 years old today. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Well, coming up later on today, once I'm done here, I'm heading straight over to Brockmeyer Park. We will have high school baseball, the Newman Catholic Cardinals taking on the Screaming Eagles of Shawamigan. That game can be heard live on our website, BullFallsRadio.com, Sports Stream 2, starting with the pregame at 4:35 and the first pitch at 4:45. Again, Newman and Shawamigan live online only, BullFallsRadio.com, Sports Stream 2, pregame at 4:35 and the first pitch at 4:45. That game will also air on a tape delay basis after the conclusion, sometime after 7 p.m. So again, when the game's done, then it gets transferred and then played back here on Bull Falls Radio on a tape delay basis sometime after 7 o'clock. Thanks again to our guest today, current Newman Catholic High School football coach, winner of the last two state championships, and currently the track and field coach as well, Paul Micklick, for joining us here today. Coming up on Monday, we'll be back 2 to 4 p.m. right here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30 on Monday. In our first hour at 2:15, we'll be joined by Nancy Stenzel. We'll talk about what she's been up to. I know she's been traveling around to Madison and north and east and west, and talk about the issues she is working on and about some of the political issues going on here in central Wisconsin and throughout the state of Wisconsin as well. So that's Nancy Stenzel joining us on Monday at 2:15 here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30. Well, coming up next, it will be the Friday edition of the Devil's Advocates. Mike Root and Dominic Salvia from 4 until 6 p.m. each and every weekday here on Bull Falls Radio. Have yourselves a fantastic weekend. And again, get out there, enjoy between the raindrops, and be back here on Monday. I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. I have love.